everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. This is about healing, about the lightship that Jesus used for his healings 2,000 years ago, about ascension. And tonight is our show about paranormal experiences. So if you'd like to call in, do give BBS a call, and they'll put you through. So we also have the fast chat if you wish to ask a question. So let's first do an emotional clearing for everybody. And today is the 25th, which is Christmas. So let's do some emotional clearing. Go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. This takes away the trauma that you've experienced. It's instantaneous healing. And I heard a beep there. Someone come online? Okay, if not, let's do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So if your mind is trying to think what's going on here, it will never help you out because the mind energy is what you don't want to really use. You want to use your heart energy, the mind of the heart, in place of the mind of the matrix in your head. And that's the dark side energy. So that's the difference. The time matrix, time-based reality, is in your head. And the heart energy, which is out of time, is in your heart. And this is what you want to use throughout your life. This is what we help you to do to get rid of these densities, these energies that prevent you from coming into your heart to be heart-centered. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me on. It's Friday the 25th. It's an interesting day today, December. We also today, of course, have our paranormal show, like Ron mentioned, and thank you for getting our first little samples there of the emotional clearing and the feeling body for the last couple of days. So, yeah, a lot of people are celebrating this day as, you know, big day with Santa coming around to everyone. And it always amazes me, Ron, how there's such likeness, you know, with Santa and what we call G-O-D. And I just can't help to think about that sometimes, that it's very interesting. The only, I mean, there's of course differences, but it's very similar to me too. And if you ask somebody, if you ask an adult if they believe in Santa, more times than not, I'm sure you would get a no. But if you ask them if they believe in something that I think is kind of similar, a little bit, you know, has more scary things to it, then a lot of people say yes. So that's just interesting to me, and it's interesting to watch the similarities and even the songs and what they talk about in church and how it's actually, you can insert Creation Lightship into what they're talking about, and it actually fits. I don't know if you want me to read a little bit, let's say, from one of the songs, Hark the Herald's Angel Sing.
Oh, that'd be great. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so part of the song is, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings, mild he lays his glory by, born that we no more may die, born to raise us from the earth, born to give us second birth. That's just one part of the part, the Herald Angel thing, and it's just a lot of similarities. You know, I don't go to church normally, but if I don't go when I'm here with my family, then they probably would pray for me even more. So it's better for me to kind of...
Oh, God. Oh, boy. So what you're saying is if you don't go to church with your family, they'll pray for you because you're a lost soul. And then you get probably more of the psychic attack, alien energies attacking to you. Oh, geez.
Yeah. So I kind of have to... wear that mask, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting, too, as you're describing, you know, Santa Claus, basically, you know, kind of everybody believes, you know, children believe in Santa Claus, and he's always watching you, some invisible entity that you know nothing about, but, you know, if you're, you know, you won't get any gifts if you're naughty, but if you're nice, you will. And he mm-hmm. always knows, mm-hmm. you know. And that kind of also yeah. brings forth, since you use the word, you know, we got the D-O-G word, so I'm going to do a, mm-hmm. a little thing here. So we got D-O-G and then our other word, which is much nicer, dog. So G-O-D and D-O-G. So a dog is mm-hmm. typically man's best friend, right? And so
yeah.
if you take that same scenario, we'll talk about the word lived, L-I-V-E-D, and the counterpart is the negative aspect of that, which would be the devil. And so if yeah. you look at the negative part of D-O-G, which is man's best friend, then you got God. So very interesting.
It is. Yeah, it's so interesting.
I think you've heard a beep out
there.
I
heard someone.
Yeah, hi, Ron.
Hello?
Yeah, can you talk a little bit louder?
Yeah, I'm speaking as loud as I can. Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
you can hear better,
You're probably about, I guess maybe that's on BBS's thing. We can hear you.
Okay, great, because I called early and we got cut off somehow. I didn't chime in quite fast enough, so
yeah,
it's Pauline, by the way.
You might want to talk a little slow in case people
okay.
can't hear you on the Internet connection.
Okay, you want me to talk slow?
Yeah, just talk slow, so in case it is a lower volume, they'll be able to pick up the words easier.
Okay. I was going to ask you, because this is a follow-up from last week's paranormal call. I think I was waiting online to get on, but I heard somebody told me that a question was asked about vortexes, that they had a vortex in their home. I believe that's my question. You're having a new page that you're going to be putting up to help clear our space. Is that part of the that page that's going to be available to us? Because I feel I might have a vortex. Well, I bought something that has created vortexes in my home, and I'm just curious if that page would help, or do I need a private clearing with you?
For clearing, so I think I will put something like that in there. So far, it's still on the drawing board. But, yeah, that's a good thing to maybe put vortexes and stargates and other things like that that could be, you know, ley lines, you know, in your house, et cetera. So, that's what...
Can you by because I bought some things, or I've worked out with some things called labyrinths, and I also bought a tool that was told to me that it created a stargate. I haven't got rid of it yet. I was planning on dismantling it, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do, if I really need you to clear it, or can I just do it by dismantling it, or what am I, you know, am I...
Yeah, they're very interesting. So just out of curiosity on my part, what made you want to buy, or what sales spiel was presented for you to buy this device or whatever to turn your room or a point in your room into a stargate?
Well, originally I didn't know it was a stargate until I had bought other things that I know was vortexes, okay? I was told they were tools that connected to the Pyramid of Giza. And I've always, you know, when I used to do this, use this tool, I would get sick. I mean, I was always releasing energies. I could feel energies when people would call me. I would feel what's going on through their body when I was on the phone with them. So these tools were doing this to me, and I had them in my space. I was told to put them in my healing room. And I don't think the people who made them really understood what they were doing, because they called me recently, and I told them I wanted to send back, I was going to dismantle it, and I didn't know if I should tell them this. I didn't know if they would be offended by this, because I really used to do most of my healing work. Actually, they used to channel for me from the past and the future information. So when I realized that all that stuff I had done with them, and I spent thousands with them, okay, and I got tools from them, and it was always vortexes, and then finally they created a stargate just when I started coming on with you. And and I didn't know what that was at the time. And I also even heard that even crystal skulls are stargates. I don't know if that's true, or not, but I was also involved with a bit of that as well. So I have a lot of tools in my space or books that supposedly even labyrinths or all vortexes and stargates. So I'm have so much energy problems, I believe, in my home because of this.
Yeah, very interesting. I see. Yeah, I'm just kind of thinking out loud here. Yeah, there's a lot of people buying pendants, too, that they put around their neck, which covers their heart chakra, you know, which, you know.
But Ron, aren't we walking vortexes? Because I was just talking to somebody in the group, and I was saying our chakras, I believe, are vortexes in a way, in our bodies. They can use that as a vortex.
They would be, but they're still connected. They would be, as far as looking at the body, yes, because they are an energetic location, okay? And they can get out of alignment. So that would be correct in that sense, I believe. But as far as being tied into something external to you, it would not be.
Well, probably if I let myself be tapped into, like you have said, we don't know what dark side practitioners or what alien races are coming through us. So then that they're using our bodies as vortexes to create stargates possibly through our bodies even.
Yeah, using you as a landing base, yeah. You'd be the ground crew for them to connect to come into. If you watch the movie Stargate, this thing opens up, a lens will say, and people walk through it. So, and we're seeing that in a physical aspect, how all of a sudden they pop out, like being birds, and they pop out into some place, and there they are. Well, just think of those who are invisible energies, and they're using your physical body as a landing base, and they pop out of you to walk around here in the invisible. So it gets to be quite interesting. And that's very good for being paranormal, for a paranormal show, Am I being used as a stargate? Am I being used as a vortex to bring in this energy into my body? So, there's a lot there. For myself, most people don't understand the damage that they're doing to themselves. Apparently, you're really aware of this, Pauline, but a lot of people just aren't, and they're searching and looking and searching and looking, and all of a sudden they see something that kind of makes their mental body say, "Wow, I got to have this thing," or their emotional body, and they buy something, and they don't really realize what kind of harm they're doing to themselves. But and you may not ever know, because these things are invisible, but you don't know what you're being tied up to. So it gets very strange. And a lot of it you can't put your finger on, or you can't really define it or have it physical, because what's coming through you is not physical. So I don't know, what to say about anything else, but you are probably correct. By just having these particular energies, in your house or whatever, if they were attuned, right, to something. Remember, everything has energy. So if this person or group or organization or whatever it would be did some ritual around it where they put an energy into it, then by selling it to you, then it would have that energy signature, which would attract to it what it was designed to do. So even if you never used it, it's still going to be activated and active. It might need you to be the conduit for it to be used, but still, it's right there. It's kind of like having your cell phone, Your cell phone's still going to work if you put it in your closet. You may not be able to hear your calls, but it's still going to be working there, bringing in energy, because it is a receiver. And whether or not you actually use it, as long as the battery is good, it's still going to be activated and good. And things, the radio waves get transmitted to it, because of the satellites knowing what your, say, telephone number is, to be very simplistic about it. So, yes.
I don't know what to do then, because the more clearings I get, I feel like they're tapping into me if I still have these stargates around me. And every time I thought the harmonic frequency would help me, but I feel better, and then all of a sudden I realize these things are in my home. So even if I give it away, I try to get them to take it back. They refuse to take it back. Even if I, you know, I thought maybe when we did the 4-1, my contracts were, you know, taken away, and I don't know what to do now because I'm feeling like I'm doing great things by doing the clearings with you, but all these things are still attached to me in some way. I mean, what can I do with the website to help me?
Well, what you might do is just take these items, and they may not want to refund your money, but maybe you kind of vacuum
that.
And say they can sell to somebody else, or, you know, to protect somebody else, just get rid of it, you know?
Okay.
You know, I don't know what this thing costs you.
How do I get rid of it?
Expensive?
Make sure, if I, should I put it on the object clearing to neutralize it? I've tried to neutralize it.
Yeah, it should neutralize that. Maybe that new clearing that I'll be doing, they may have tagged your apartment or your house or whatever, you know. So getting rid of the object may not actually, it may help, but they may have already landed there with your energetic signature in your house. So if you get rid of the object, it's still there, you know.
Yeah, it's been here for 10 years, a few of them at least.
Okay,
you know,
so
one
it,
at a time.
It's been
I've
well
had
used
a,
then,
I have
probably.
A bunch of them.
Well used
okay.
by them.
Well, hurry up and get that done.
Yeah, okay. Well, send me an email
Thank
if you,
you.
Would. So I might do vortexes, stargates, ley lines, labyrinth. If anything else comes up, anybody listening, if you have any other thing we can put on there,
the
you know, portal could be another
in.
One
the star,
here.
I mean, the skulls.
The skulls,
on
definitely,
this planet.
Yeah.
The
crystal
ones that they
skulls,
claim are 13
skulls,
of them that are going to come
okay.
together.
So if anybody has anything that I haven't figured out yet, send me an email if you could, and we'll add that to that clearing so you can get these things cleared off of you.
Thank you, Ron.
And this clearing is designed to clear your space, your house, you know, where you're sleeping or whatever. This is what it's designed for. Okay, so back to you, Annika.
Okay, I just see an interesting comment here from R saying Santa rearranged the letter and you get S-A-T-A-N. Satan.
Oh boy, that's something, huh?
That's interesting too. Thank you. And R was mentioning also about Christmas. Now the it's often used with an X, you know, to X out Christ.
Ah, yeah. A lot of stuff.
yeah. So very interesting. Thank you for some interesting comments there. And, you know, there's a question from Hi, who is wondering about a friend who was driving on the freeway with no cars on either side of him or her. Actually, I'm not sure. Maybe it is a him. Of the freeway, there are no cars on either side. And the next thing the friend remembers is being pulled out of the car and was told his car hit something, rolled over, and skidded over the other side of the freeway. And Hai is wondering if you can explain what happened to him because he cannot remember anything.
Okay, then more than likely he was probably went through an abduction. So what more than likely happened is that when he was brought back, remember, it's like, let's see, he was probably driving his car, and he went into a parallel universe where there was no cars, okay? And then from there, what probably happened was when they brought him back, and he didn't realize or she didn't realize anything changed because, you know, you're still in this here. It's kind of like driving into a billboard, you know, and then all of a sudden you're elsewhere. And, you know, everything still looks the same to you, but you're now on a different parallel place, you know, different planet. Or you could just say kind of like the movie theater, cinemas, you know. You're now in a different script that's being played, but you don't realize it. And probably what happened was when they brought the person back, he maybe lost consciousness momentarily and all of a sudden realizing, you know, for what was told to him, you know, that he got into maybe a car accident or something, so he lost consciousness. So that might be similar. So that's what I'd say. He probably got taken up, and when he got brought back down, or maybe even they brought that parallel lifetime to him or her with all the cars around, and he was involved in a parallel lifetime accident that they remanifested physically here. So that's another way of looking at it. Like I mentioned, when I was back in New York, I don't know, maybe it's been a year and a half now, I mentioned this probably a few times, but a lady called me, and her whole body was hurting her. And she was, I guess, approaching an intersection, and she saw this car come flying toward her. You know, I guess, or not a car, but it was actually maybe a delivery van or something like that, a truck. And it was in midair, and it came right in front of her vehicle. And she just did a session with me a few days earlier. And she says, all of a sudden, this thing that was flying toward her that would have killed her momentarily stopped, froze in space, and fell to the ground like it hit a retainer wall. And part of the, when it hit the ground in front of her, you know, it chipped the asphalt and it put some dings in her car. So she pulled over to the side, but she called me because and she was kind of freaked out, but she called me because she says, Ron, you know, my whole body, you know, was aching. Was I in a car accident? And I says, well, yeah, you were in a parallel lifetime. And your spirit got really, really, you know, injured along with the body that she was in. But so what happened was, in the parallel life, she basically was in a hospital dying. And her spirit then came back to her in this lifetime. And so she actually saw the bleed through, and it actually materialized here as a physical event from a parallel lifetime. So her body suffered the consequences of being in the accident, but physically here, it didn't happen. But every, you know, she didn't get hit, but everything else played out. And because she worked with the light ship and myself doing a emotional clearing a few days earlier, the light ship was protecting her. So that bleed through of a parallel life, she actually, that car vehicle hit, you know, the light ship energy, and it bounced down to the ground. But on the parallel lifetime of the darkness, you know, that car, the truck, went right into her vehicle, right into her front seat. So you can imagine what would happen to her at that point. That's why her body was fully aching. So very similar situation probably to what you're talking about. So I'll talk about an email that I received today. Just briefly, a person was at their work, and their computer kind of messed up. And they tried to repair the computer, and they realized that it needed maybe a new hard drive, so they put a refurbished one in there, which didn't fix it. Then they said that the, I guess the power supply wasn't any good. And so after a while, it took a couple of weeks, she finally got a new computer. And this kind of parallels her life, because she said that she did the alien death barcode. And so the computer, I believe here, was, it's hard to read as I talk here, because I'm in the moment, so I just see words. I really don't put the sentences together. But the computer, I believe, was her mind energy, I think, and the body, her physical body, was the actual computer itself. Let me just see here. Okay, new hard drive and new power into her body. So anyway, hope I'm making sense to all of you. It's hard to read, but that's kind of what happened. So she realized that her brain may have been the hard drive giving her problems, and the body, you know, was the whole computer with the power supply in it. And so by getting that replaced, you know, now she realizes that the alien death barcode was kind of a glimpse of what was going on with her physically. And so by having that released, you know, it affected her computer, and the computer died, but her body is now living, and they gave her a new computer. So that's kind of what the analogy would be there. So I'm sorry that I didn't get it exactly right here. And it says here, I was supposed to die if I'd not removed the death barcodes only recently. So this is the light ship had to put a new hard drive and new power supply into my body for me to continue since I could not die as yet. And there's more here, but that's about all that I can read. So, because it's very hard to read information being in the moment here on this program. So, I hope that answered or helped some people out here of what can actually happen, you know, going through the alien death barcode. And this is like a parallel showing to what was going on with herself. So, and actually the energy probably was leaking through into the computer, and the computer, remember, is full of programs. And the programs got deactivated, which made the computer crash. That's one way of looking at it. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, that's really interesting. And Cindy is asking if global warming has anything to do with earth healing, or if it is an earth healing.
I'm not sure on that at all. I'm really not sure.
And Mia was wanting a release from a releasing of energy from mind control.
Okay, so mind control release. Okay, here we go. So we're going to go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. So we're going to bring up the light beam here, do some more energetic work here. And just scroll down on your monitor screen, bring it up. We'll activate the light beam. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so you should feel some energy being released around you here. And let's do an entity release here. We normally do that on the program too here. And if anybody wants to call in about paranormal situations, they can. So remember, entities are what normally cause paranormal stuff anyway. So here we go. This would be emotional energies out of you. So 5 days ago cleared. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's get some alien entities out. So these are Earth-based ones. So here we go. Sci-fi people. This is the paranormal. These are alien entities. So, again, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And here we go. So we're going to take out alien entities that have come in contact with you today. So here we go. I'm doing some clearing right now, so I'm going to count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4. And if your body shakes or quivers, it's because you're being released. 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I'd like to find out if anybody felt anything with that clearing. And let's take out alien entities from yesterday. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay. So let's wait for a call in maybe or somebody on the fast chat to see if they felt anything leave them. Let's take off some shapeshifters here. So here we go. We'll count to 10 again. Remember, shapeshifters are another alien life form that kind of hide in the physical bodies. And that they come forward. A lot of times you can see somebody, and what will happen is their eyes may change. It may look like, you know, different eyes, maybe all black. Maybe they look like a reptilian eye, kind of like a lizard. Sometimes you might see scales on somebody's face. Might see a tail, might see a little hand coming out of their chest area. All things like this can happen. And then you look again, and all of a sudden the person is normal again. So here we go. Shapeshifters. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Annika. We'll see if anybody responds to these clearings here.
Yeah. Keon is mentioning that her sister's boy had all of a sudden a very high temperature seeming to come out of nowhere, and I'm guessing that was today. It's no longer on my screen here. And, yeah, maybe Heal, if you want to call in and talk about that. But I don't know if you can pick up about what that's all about.
Well, let's take off some energy here. So, yeah, I am sensing something, but I don't, I can't put my finger on it exactly what it is. But it felt like it came out of nowhere. So let's release that energy from him. If anybody else has a fever, or feels slightly out of sort here, let's release this energy. So here we go. Well, again, we'll count to 10 and bring up the light beam. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Yeah, Heal is just mentioning here that it was all day, so not sure. But Cindy is asking about previous healing training that we've had, if that can affect us, if even though we aren't using it, let's say Reiki. She's mentioning DNA training, and I'm guessing that could be DNA activations possibly or something like that. If
yeah,
you've done that in the past.
And those attunements can cause problems. So, boy, let me see here. What we could do is take away some energetic energies that people have had for attunements, okay, or activations. So you can all think of what you may have. And here we go. So we'll do one of these here. So just think of something. I know people, I see Reiki is pretty common for a lot of people. So let's just take away one of the symbols. So think of one of the symbols of Reiki. And we'll take away the energetic charge on it. So here we go, because that could be affecting you. So remember, these are all energies that, remember, the light doesn't use really anything to bring forth energies, because the light is light. On the light ship, they do have like the Star of David, which is in your Merkabah that comes into you, and other, you know, shapes. But the actual symbols that we talk about normally are not, you know, the same. Remember, the dark side uses many, many types of symbols to bring forth energies. So here we go. So just think of a Reiki symbol if you're a Reiki practitioner. and will take that energy out of your body. Okay, remember, because you got to tune to that. The Reiki practitioner, or say the Reiki master, for what I have heard or seen, you know, does like a laying on hands on you and moves your auric field around to insert this energy into you. So here we go. Think of one symbol, and here we go. So we'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, that's pretty negative for me to yawn. 1, 2. If you're yawning too, then you know that that's releasing negative energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I'll just see how that feels. You may sense a change. Let's see here. See if we get any call-ins here on these healings to see what's how they're feeling. So here we go. Let's bring forth the energy of Jesus here, since it's the 25th, his birthday. So let's bring in the age of Jesus, maybe at the age of 10. So here he comes. And bring up, if you wish, the picture of Jesus. Here we go. So here he comes. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. So just enjoy this energy here. And I'll give you about a minute just to contemplate and to feel the energies here. We'll increase it here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Here's some music to listen to. Thank you. stronger, 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 and stronger. Mother Mary, here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Bethlehem energy. This is one of the light ships, defense ships. And here comes the Star of Bethlehem. Stronger, 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 stronger. stronger, stronger, and stronger. The birthplace where Jesus was born, and you can feel the light ship protection there. So it'll come into your room where you are now. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. This is the energy where Jesus was born right now coming into your room. We'll bring it in some more. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll do it some more. This is the light ship energy that protected Jesus here at his birth. So here it comes, the room that he was in, and it'll be in your room now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Back over to you, Annika. Our show is about over here, so we probably can wind down for a couple of minutes here.
Okay. You know, Ron, I wasn't hearing you very well, so I don't know exactly what you went through there, but did you do the Star of Bethlehem? I saw that was
the Star of Bethlehem,
the energy.
Which is one of the light ships,
okay.
Defense ships, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We brought in the energy
and
where he was born. So hopefully that felt wonderful for everybody. Imagine your room got cleaned out quite nicely.
Yeah, and I saw that somebody was trying to call in here, and I don't know if did you hear a beep there, or is it me hearing things here?
Yeah, I didn't hear a beep, so I don't know.
Okay. Let me see if I can see the archives here, but I think it was Tammy said she tried calling in twice but could not get through, and she's been trying to contact you today, so maybe she needs to contact you via email. Because there was something that she needed today, apparently. So maybe on the email is the better option?
Yeah, I'll see if I can give her a jingle. So if you're listening, Tammy, I'll give you a call after this year.
Okay. So my time almost says it's up here now. So what should we do for the last bit? I don't know if you can bring up Tom's question. He was asking... what date is the true birthday of Jesus?
Boy, I don't have that information because there's 12 lifetimes, so it could be all a little different, okay? So right now I don't have it.
Okay.
I have felt intuitively looking October, maybe it's been one of the months, and also April, but... until I actually get more plugged in to really look at that, I really don't have the information. I came into his body at the age of 7, so that's what I know. And I know the different energies prior to that, but basically being in the now, it's kind of hard to go back. But I do know that it wasn't this month. So anyway... our show's winding down, so I'll just say blessings to all of you. And we have our special call coming up January 2nd, which you can sample the Ascension Energies for the Earth Spirit. It's a four-hour conference call for $20, and it starts at 1 o'clock PST, you know, California time, which is 4 o'clock Eastern. It'll be on January 2nd, so you can get a hold of me. Email would be fine. I think you can also sign up on the website. So I'll say blessings to all of you and have a very wonderful evening here. And Merry Christmas to all of you if you celebrate Christmas or just celebrate the energy of Jesus here. So we'll see you all later. And tomorrow is another lightship program. We'll be going to the lightship Saturday night live on the lightship. We're doing some healings there. So tune in. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Blessings.
Bye. Thank you.